Thank you.
Colleagues, we have three additional items, all of which are grant agreements flowing from actions the council has already taken pursuant to a public process. I would suggest we take them up as a group.
No. And
without objection, items number 73, 74, and 75 will be read together.
73, authorize a grant agreement with Apano Communities United Fund not to exceed $33,000 to support the Asian Pacific American Communities United Against Hate Project. And 74, authorize a grant agreement with the As the Spirit Moves Us not to exceed $17,085 to support the Interrupting Hate in Public Spaces Project through Train the Trainers Workshops. And 75, authorize a grant agreement with the Center for Intercultural Organizing, doing business as Unite Oregon, not to exceed $30,000, to support the Hayen Project to educate immigrant communities on their rights and how to protect themselves against hate actions.
So who would like to go first?
I'll go first. My name's Carrie Coe. I'm the staff member with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement that runs the Portland United Against Hate program. And we are just here to answer any questions that might come up today and to let you know that we are more than halfway through the year of this initial funding cycle and just getting this money out the door. So we're excited to be on the agenda today. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Mr. Jama.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Casey Chama. I'm the Executive Director of United Oregon. First of all, thank you so much for your collaboration and support. And I also want to say that thank you for collaboration with the ONI Office of Neighborhood Involvement. And thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for your leadership. You know, United Oregon has been part of the PUA collaboration since the beginning, and we've been at the table really bringing the community, impacted community, together to really create a table where we can discuss, learn from each other, and really push the community issues forward. United Oregon's program very much will be aligned with the city's vision of equity and inclusion, and we will be supporting immigrant refugee community members to provide Know Your Rights trainings, making sure that they come at the door if they have issues of experience of harassment and hate. We tended to also learn from other partners at the table within PUA. So that's kind of our focus and our issues, and we're just quickly note to share, even in our own office, actually, right now we close the doors because we have quite a few incidents where our own employee was being approached by people who have different views. And we, in order to create a safety space for the staff members, we decided to lock our doors. So that's kind of the environment that we're dealing with at this point. But thank you very much for your support and collaboration.
Ask a question?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jama, for being here and for your leadership of Portland United Against Hate right from the beginning. I'm just curious about the name of this project, Hayen, H-A-A-N. Could you tell me why it's called that?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. So the name Hayen is very much come from the nomad culture that where I grew up, which really is a process when the nomads are feeling it, facing a drought. They sent a small group of people to search for a better place for the community. And when they found that place, the entire community moves with them. So it's really a process of a renewed community, and that's really the intention of this program.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, Commissioners. My name is Kathy Wei, and I am the field director at APANO, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. And I'm just here, again, just to thank you for supporting this really important work that community-based organizations are doing to address hate and discrimination, particularly in communities of color in Portland. And, you know, our office is located right off of Southeast 82nd Avenue. That has been a neighborhood that has seen a lot of demographic changes. I have personally grown up in that area, and recently we've seen a lot more unfortunate targeting and hate instances happening in that area that, you know, really stems from a lot of racism. And so I think, you know, through this project, we really want to bring basic education to our community members about what they can do when they are witnessing hate, hate crimes, and we hope to be a resource for communities in different languages And Jay is our organizer. He's sitting over in the back there, and I definitely want him to share a couple of his insights and perspectives as well. But we are in the neighborhoods, we are in the communities, we are talking to just so many immigrant and refugee families who, you know, unfortunately at this point are really scared and terrified right now of just everything that is happening. So again, thank you for your support for our projects, and yeah, we hope continue this partnership.
So just to be clear, in the prior budget that adopted by the city, the 17-18 budget, the council, after an extensive public process, agreed to general fund special appropriations for a number of community-based organizations. That was a separate process in terms of recommendations, was then submitted through the normal budget process, incorporated in the mayor's budget, approved by this council. Today, we are approving grant agreements. So the question before us is whether anyone has an objection to any of the terms of the grant agreement, which executes an action the council has already taken in terms of appropriating the money. So with that,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So with relates to Apano, I thought we had a pretty thorough discussion several months back about the allegations of discrimination and sexual harassment occurring in Apano. Mm-hmm. And I thought we were going to get a report about that before we disperse this money. But yet we're dispersing the money now and saying, we'll see the report later. That seems backwards to me.
That is a good question. I was not aware that there was a report required on that topic grant agreement came forward.
Right here on page 6 of 10. Mm-hmm. Apano shall provide a report to the city from the Apano Board of Directors by the end of February that includes applicable facts found from the investigation while maintaining employee confidentiality. And the investigation relates to allegations of discrimination relating to sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity.
Yes. So actually, that report is still going to happen. It's still going to be provided to City Council.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be provided before we grant you the funds, though. That's what I'm asking.
That wasn't my understanding.
Yeah,
I think we had the discussion that this is going to go out to the community to help with urgent needs, and so that's a separate issue, was what I remember we discussed at the council hearing on this particular grant.
So if we don't get such a report by the end of February, does anything happen to this grant as a consequence?
That's a great question.
Things have a habit, mm-hmm. and it's not just, I'm not accusing upon of this, but you know, things without a firm consequence, like a report to the council, sometimes disappear into the ether. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't see a report at the end of this month, I'm going to feel like, you know, we've been tricked. You know, give us the money today, and we'll get you the report in February. Mm-hmm. But we have no sort of lever over that if we don't get the report in February. For whatever reasons, you know, attorneys may speak up, cite confidentiality reasons why the council can't see the report. There's a whole host of, you know, rabbit holes this could all go down. So I guess I'm concerned. I take to heart what Commissioner Fritz said, her recollection of the meeting, but I thought there was a pretty stern, the council was being pretty stern about saying we want to see the report before we make any appropriations to a
Commissioner Saltzman, this is an emergency item, and so each member of council is going to have to decide how they want to address that issue. If I think it would be helpful to understand how you want to proceed, because we obviously can't proceed without four votes, and if you have a strong view, that will carry the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess my preference is to hold this grant over till the end of February until we see the report.
So because this is an emergency item, Commissioner Saltzman controls the vote, and my suggestion is that we set this over for next week and try to work out the language, which makes clear the sequencing, because Commissioner Saltzman, we can also review the record and make sure we have this. Colleagues, pardon me?
May I just suggest I move to remove the emergency clause? We can always put it back on again next week, but otherwise we would have to take it off next week.
I see no harm in that. That would still delay it 30 days. Implementation might get us closer to the date of the report anyway. So are you making a motion on 73 to take the emergency clause off?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Mm-hmm.
Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. And without objection, Council Item 73 will be set over till next week. Other questions and comments regarding the other two matters? Commissioner Daly.
I'd just like to say, unfortunately, I was absent for that discussion, but it was my understanding that these grant funds were allocated prior to the allegations becoming public, and it was not my understanding that we would be withholding grant funds, just that we were requiring a report. I also want to add, we went through something similar to this recently where other PUA grants were pulled, and community members thought that we should have had a greater discussion of them, which did happen previously. And as you mentioned, this is just kind of a formality of authorizing the grant. But we heard the public, and we decided that we would be providing a lot more information online about our grant recipients. So if anyone's interested, you can go to the main page of ONI, click on the PUA, P-U-A-H tab, and you can get a sense of what each of these organizations does and how they'll be contributing to the Portland United Against Hate effort, as well as click through links to the organizations to learn more.
Thank you very much. So, Carla, do we have people signed up for testimony?
These were pulled items. I have Joe Walsh pulled 73 and 74, and Lightning pulled 75.
Well, if they could both come up, we'll take their testimony. If you could hang out for a few minutes, thank you all for testifying. Mr. Walsh, we'll let you kick us off.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Let me be very clear on this. We like these organizations that you're going to give the money to. We have no objection to them at all. ALPO is about two blocks from where I live, and I've been to meetings at ALPO, so I know their work and I know what they do, and they're outstanding. The other organizations are also outstanding. We are not objecting to that. What we are objecting to is your protocol. You don't seem to get it. You cannot take three items, put them together, and then try to get a vote on them under emergency ordinances, and then turn around and pull one and do a vote on that one to put it off next week and just vote on these two. You can't do that. Once you put all three together, you're stuck.
That's right.
If you take 73 off the table, you have to take them all off. Because what you've done is you've limited our time from 9 minutes to 3 minutes. Each item we were allowed 3 minutes on, you made an arbitrary decision to combine them. That means they're one. You can't backtrack on that. You're stuck. You made a mistake there, Mr. Lawyer. You're stuck. I cannot stop you. That guy can, but he won't because he works for you. But you're a lawyer. You know you can't do that stuff. And I ran meetings for 15 years. And I know the rules of parliamentary procedures. You're wrong. We want clarity. And you guys never give us clarity. You give us an argument on the consent agenda where there is no argument. It's under the table. And every time you do that, we're going to pull the items. I've said that before. I'll say it again. As long as I can drag myself here, I will pull those items that people should come here and explain why they're going to spend the people's money and not put it underneath the table. And you guys, would you go back and read your charter? Please, all of you. It's not a restaurant. It isn't. It's your very foundation of your rules. Read them. You'll be surprised how many things you're doing wrong. Thank you.
No, I just have a question for Mr. Walsh. Mr. Walsh, I have a question for you, please. Thank you. I'm going to give you...
I'm a little scary.
I know.
Especially this week.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm going to give you some more time because I have a question that's related to... I'm questioning, why did you pull the three... You pulled two of the items related to the Portland United Against Hate grants for immigrants and refugees. Why did you not pull the ones for the other two emergency ordinance grants that were part of this program?
Okay.
I might answer that because I pulled 75. I pulled 75, Commissioner Fritz.
There were a number of people that attend these meetings that pull different items. All right, we have a meeting prior to this at 9 o'clock down the cafe. You're all invited. You can always come and sit. We will not be nasty to you. Lightning and I disagree on 99% of this stuff.
0.9.
But we're friends, and we respect each other. So sometimes when we go down and meet at 9 o'clock, Lightning will say to me, Joe, would you pull this item for me? And I'll say, sure, let me see what it's about, see if I know something about it. Sometimes I take a risk and don't, and you've seen the egg on my face when I do that. I cannot pull every item. I mean, I'm not going to walk in the end and give a carte blanche of every item.
So how did you choose to pull these two rather than the Airway Science for Kids or College Possible?
Okay, you're talking about
72 and 76.
73. The first thing I saw was they were emergency items. And you know, I've been doing this for 10 years, Amanda. You and I have gone down this road.
Oh, and 72 and 76. 72 and 76.
If I see that extras, I'm ready to pull it.
They're exactly the same.
I don't like emergency items.
72 and 76 are also emergency ordinances on grants, except they are not about communities of color and immigrants and refugees.
Okay, here's what you're doing. For your TV audiences, and you guys do this all the time, you blame the citizen. You didn't do enough work. Commissioner Udalley, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You're telling me I didn't do it good enough. I resent that. I am a citizen of the city. All right? It is not my job to come here and teach you. It is my job to come here and criticize you as an activist. That's what I do. All right? If I can compliment you, I do it only for my own sanity. When you do something right, I want to acknowledge that. But if you do something wrong as an activist, that's my job. If you don't like the way I do it, say, Joe, I don't like the way you do it, because I say that to you all the time. And it hurts me sometimes to say it, but I say it anyway. You had a great discussion here on an item that was underneath the table, that was under the emergency clause. That's not bad. That's democracy. That's a republic.
Okay. Colleagues, Mr. Lightning's been waiting patiently to testify. I'm going to recognize Lightning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Justice Watchdog. Now, to Commissioner Fritz, are you implying some type of racial overtones because we picked these three opposed to the 72? Well, also, so you understand, I did ask for 72, and I disagree with drones for young children. Also, since they operate out of Hillsboro, understand, I review everything, review all the facts. Now, if you were implying that, I would expect an apology. Now, from my position, I absolutely agree with all these grants and think the people that came in here deserve every penny and absolutely agree with every direction they're going at this time. Now, with that being stated, when we're talking procedures, as Mr. Walsh brought up, that's what we were discussing here. Now, from my position just on the Hayen project, which I've gone over all the data, which I absolutely agree with, is that one of my positions, I guess, to this group, and I'll state this just from my position, why are the Democrats going to sell out the DACA children? Why are the Democrats going to sell out the 11 million illegal immigrants and aren't standing up for them also? I myself, Lightning, today, am looking at the Democrats in disgrace. You think you're going to come back to the table just negotiate on behalf of the DACA children? Guess what? Let's talk about the 11 million illegal immigrants that are currently here that I think also deserve amnesty, that I think because our immigration system is so blanked up that we need to come back then do a comprehensive immigration reform plan such as the Trump administration, love him or hate him, has stated, and you cannot blame that on the Trump administration because they weren't in effect when this immigration system has been so blanked up. That is my position today. Don't just take care of the DACA children. Lightning's position is take care of all 11 million. And by the way, President Trump, you want that wall? This is a deal from Lightning to you. You can have your wall. Congress will fund you $11 billion toward your wall. But that means 11 million full amnesty for all illegal immigrants, and then we come back and do a comprehensive reform. Have you heard any of the Democrats protecting that 11 million? Why not? Where are you now? You're just going to take care of the DACA children? I don't think so. I want full amnesty for the full 11 million. And by the way, President Trump, we agree on one thing. You've created enough jobs. You're going to have a surplus of jobs. They deserve to stay here. They deserve amnesty. Back off of them. Get your wall and get these darn Democrats to fund it. Fund it, Democrats. Do not hurt the DACA children and the other 11 million illegal immigrants, Democrats.
Thank you, Mr. Lightning. So just to clarify, colleagues, item number 73 is now a non-emergency and goes to a second reading next week where the council will decide how to proceed. We have two items to vote on. Carla, would you please call the roll on item number 74?
Fritz.
I was proud to be also a founding supporter of Portland United Against Hate, and I appreciate the work that's being done on this important issue. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thanks for coming here to help us out today. Aye.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. And Carla, please call the roll on item number 75.
Fritz.
Again, Mr. Jama, thank you for your leadership on this important issue. It's truly
truly
appreciated. Aye.
Please, Lightning, you're out of order.
Apologize.
Lightning, you're out of order. Please don't do that.
I'm leaving right now.
All right, continue the vote.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Please, you're out of order, Lightning. Please don't do that.
Fish.
Aye. Ordinance passed. The council agenda is concluded. Thank you all. Council's adjourned. African-Americans need teeth and not.